Title: Dark Jungle Chord Colors in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Alright, let's get into Dark Jungle Chord Color in Ableton Live 12, Intermediate Level. So I'm going to assume you already know how to build a basic drum and bass loop, route tracks, and you're comfortable with MIDI clips and a few stock devices. The goal today is not beautiful chord progressions. The goal is texture, voicing, movement, and attitude. In jungle and rolling drum and bass, chords are basically percussion that happens to have pitch. That mindset alone will level up your results. If your chord doesn't speak at low volume, don't reach for more notes. Fix the transient shape, the envelope, and the midrange bite first. We're building three core colors. First, a dark rave-style minor stab that punches through the break. Second, a dusty resampled chord layer that feels old-school and haunted. Third, a wide attuned pad layer that sits under everything like dark air. And as we go, we'll keep checking against two things that always matter, bass and snare, because chords live in the midrange, and the midrange is already crowded in DNB. Step 0. Set the scene. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. Drop in a basic drum pattern. Keep it simple. Kick on 1. Snare on 2 and 4. Add a shuffled 16th hat line so you have motion. Then add a basic rolling bass, even if it's a placeholder, a sign, a basic reese, whatever. The reason we do this early is because chord design in this genre is all about staying in your lane. You don't want to craft an amazing stab and then realize it eats the bass and smears the snare. Quick coaching concept. Think in three lanes. Low lane, from 0 to about 150 Hz, that's bass only. Body lane, roughly 150 to 900. Chord weight and snare body live here, so it gets messy fast. Presence lane, around 1 to 6K. That's chord attack and break crispness. If your chords feel too loud, a lot of the time it's not the fader. It's too much body lane, especially 200 to 500 Hz. Step 1. Pick a dark key and lock in the scale. Common dark jungle keys are F minor, G minor, A minor, C sharp minor. Let's do F minor for this lesson. Create a MIDI clip and drop live scale MIDI device before your instrument. Set it to minor, bass F. This is a cheat code because it keeps you in the zone while you focus on sound design and rhythm, not theory panic. Now color 1. The dark rave minor stab. Create a new MIDI track and load operator. We're going for harmonically rich but controllable. Set oscillator A to a saw. If you have a saw variant like saw D, cool. Use that. Oscillator B to a square, but lower in level. Oscillator C to a sine, very low, just for body. Starting levels. Add 0 dB, B around minus 12, C around minus 18. That's just a starting point, not a law. Now shape it like a stab. Go to the amp envelope. Attack basically instant, like half a millisecond to 2 milliseconds. Decay somewhere around 220 to 450 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down, basically off. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. This is important. Stabs need to get out of the way. The groove in jungle is fast. Long sustain tends to fog up the break unless you're doing it intentionally as a pad. Now add a filter in operator. Choose a low pass 24 dB slope. Set the cutoff somewhere between 1.2 and 3.5K, depending on how bright you want the stab. Resonance around 0.2 to 0.4. Add some drive, like 2 to 6 dB. Then give it that wah by using a filter envelope amount. Try 15 to 35. Set filter envelope decay around 180 to 350 milliseconds. Teacher note. This is one of the biggest differences between a preset chord stab and a jungle stab. The filter envelope gives you articulation like a drum hit. Now the dirt and weight chain. All stock. After operator, drop saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive 3 to 8 dB. Then trim the output so you're not wrecking your master. Next, add roar in Ableton 12. Put it in tube or warm. Drive maybe 10 to 25%. Tilt the tone slightly darker. Mix around 20 to 40%. And here's a pro move. Don't only automate roar drive, modulate its character, like tone or filter, with a very slow LFO and a tiny amount. That subtle shifting reads like sample movement, not like obvious automation. Next, chorus ensemble. Mode on ensemble. Amount 15 to 30%. Rate slow, like 0.2 to 0.5 Hz. Width 120 to 160. Then auto filter as a high pass, 12 dB slope. Around 120 to 200 Hz. This is you staying out of the bass lane. Then reverb. Keep it controlled. Size 20 to 35%. Decay 1.2 to 2.8 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds. High cut around 5 to 8K. Dry wet 8 to 18%. And a quick warning. If you feel like your chord only sounds good when the reverb is loud, that means the dry sound is weak. Go back to envelope, filter envelope, and saturation before you drown it. Now we need the actual chord color, voicings. This is where Dark Jungle gets its vibe. It's not complex harmony. It's inversions and added tones and sometimes leaving the root out completely. In F minor, try these shapes. First, F minor at 9, F, E flat, C, G, Cold Modern Jungle. Second, F minor 6, F, A flat, C, D, Melancholic, Classic. Third, A flat major 7, A flat, C, E flat, G. It's a spooky lift. Filter it and it still feels dark. And fourth, a cluster voicing, A flat, C, D, G. Notice there's no F. That's on purpose. Let the bass imply F while your chords add tension. Range tip, keep most chord notes between C3 and C5. If you drop chords too low, they bully the bass, eat headroom, and suddenly your mix feels small and stressed. Now step 4. Groove. Make the chords talk to the break. Alive D then B chords or offbeat stabs or syncopated hits. In a 2-bar loop, try stabs on these spots. Bar 1. Hit on beat 1.2, then another on 1.4.2. Bar 2. Hits on 2.2.3, 2.3.4, and 2.4.2. You don't need to memorize those numbers forever. Just use them as a knot on the downbeat starting point. Then do velocity. This matters. Main hits around 90 to 110. Ghost hits 45 to 70. Ghost hits are the difference between jungle language and chord pack on the grid. And use groove pool. Grab a shuffled groove. MPC style works great. Amount 20 to 40%. Timing 50 to 70. Velocity 10 to 20. Now listen. The chord should feel like it's sitting in the pocket with a break, not floating on top. Color 2. Dusty resample jungle chord. This is the authentic workflow. Print it, degrade it, slice it, then resequence it. Create a new audio track called Chord Resample. Set its input to resampling. Arm it. Record 10 to 20 seconds of you playing chord stabs and a couple sustains. Move the filter a bit. Maybe tweak your dirt. Give it variation so the audio has moments to steal from. Now degrade the auto. Add redux. Downsample to around 6 to 14k. Bit reduction 10 to 14 bit. Subtle. Dry wet 15 to 40%. Add echo. Time on 1/8 or 3/16. Feedback 15 to 35%. Filter it. High pass around 300 Hz. Low pass around 6 to 8K. Modulation low, just enough to wobble. If you want a vinyl vibe, use vinyl distortion if you've got it, or just another gentle saturator. Keep noise under control. In Dark Jungle, noise is seasoning, not the meal. Now slice it. Right-click the audio clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Use transients. If it slices weird, add or move markers manually. Now you're triggering little chunks like a sampler. This is where jungle suddenly becomes jungle. Reorder the hits. Pitch a couple slices down 3 to 7 semitones. Reverse one slice and place it as a pickup before a snare, especially before a phrase change. Extra coach trick. Resample through a room, not just through effects. Make a return track called Room Print. Put a short dark room reverb on it, then a touch of saturation after the reverb. Send your chord to that return and resample only the return auto. When you slice that, it feels like a real sampled record space, not a clean plug-in chain. Color 3. YA Dark Pad Layer. This one is for atmosphere under the stabs. It should be wide and slow, but the low end must be control. Create a new MIDI track and load Wave Eatable. Ask 1. Basic shapes, something saw-ish. Ask 2. Sine or a soft wave. Detune it slightly. And here's a darkness control trick in Lev 12. Detune just one oscillator by a few cents, like 3 to 9 cents. That slight wrongness makes it uneasy without adding notes. If you're working with auto, you can also use clip detune by plus or minus 5 to 20 cents to get that seasick old record feel. Turn on unison. 4 to 6 voices. Amount 10 to 25%. Width 120 to 180. Add a low pass 24 filter. Cut off somewhere between 600 Hz and 2K. Tiny envelope amount, just to keep it alive. Then add movement and space. Auto pan, rate 0.08 to 0.18 Hz, slow. Amount 20 to 40. Phase 180 degrees so it moves wide. Reverb, decay 3 to 6 seconds. High cut 4 to 7K. Dry wet 15 to 30. EQ 8, high pass 150 to 250 Hz. If it's muddy, dip a bit around 250 to 450. Utility. Keep the bass mono or use a Q mid-side trick so the sides are high-passed higher, like 250 to 400, which prevents low mid smear and keeps mono compatibility solid. Now layer that pad quietly under your stabs. If you hear it as a pad part, it's probably too loud. You want to miss it when it's muted, not notice it when it's playing. Let's talk arrangement. Make 16 bars feel like Riedel DNB. Bars 1 to 4, pad only, filtered. Automate the pad filter slowly opening. Bars 5 to 8, add chord stabs, sparse, like 1 or 2 hits per bar. On the last hit of bar 8, do a tiny echo throw. Bars 9 to 12, drop energy. More frequent stabs. Think call and response with the snare. Add the resampled slices very quietly, like texture under the main stab. Bars 13 to 16. Varination and fill. Pitch one stab up 5 semitones for tension. Add a reversed resampled slice into bar 16. Then either hard stop, or let a reverb tail pull you into the next section. Automation targets that actually matter. Small filter cutoff movement on the stab. Or mix or drive up slightly in the drop, like 5 to 10%. Reverb dry wet up only on fills, not on every hit. Now some advanced vibe moves if you want more menace, without writing a whole chord progression. Try the two chord illusion. Hold a constant bass note, like F, and move only the upper structure. Over F bass, play A flat, C, G, basically F minor at 9 without the root. Then move to A flat, B, G for a tense cinematic shift. Barely any movement, but it feels like a progression. Try planing. Take one voicing shape and slide it up or down in semitones while the bass anchors. Keep the hits short, like eighths or quarters. That's classic rave menace. Or use the wrong major third moment. For one stab in a phrase, raise one note by a semitone so it briefly hints at a major third, then return immediately. Use it like punctuation. One hit can be scary. 10 hits can get cheesy. Mix control and common mistakes. Rapid fire. Don't put chords too low. Keep most chord energy above 200 Hz. Don't go super wide in the low mids. Your mix will collapse in mono. Don't over-reverb the main stabs. Short reverbs for groove. Long reverbs for transitions. Don't ignore velocity and groove, or it'll sound like trance stabs on a jungle beat. And don't ignore arrangement. In this style, when the chord hits is as important as what the chord is. If you want a quick practice sprint, here's 15 minutes. Make a 2-bar drum loop at 172. Design one operator stab using the settings we used. Write 2 voicings. One stable, like F minor at 9, and one tense rootless cluster. Resample 10 seconds of your stabs and slice to MIDI. Arrange 8 bars. Bars 1 to 4 sparse stabs. Bars 5 to 8 add sliced hits and one reversed pickup into bar 8. Then export and listen on headphones, and also check mono by setting utility width to 0. The question is, do the chords still feel dark and present without washing out the drums? Final recap. Dark jungle chord color comes from voicing, texture, and resampling, not fancy music theory. Use operator and wavy-table for clean sources, then add attitude with saturator, roar, redux, and echo. This audio version is shortened for playback.